Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Dean Richards is off, and Chicago's very own Cindy Perlman with us. She contributes entertainment reports to the New York Times, People, Entertainment Weekly, and she's out in Las Vegas writing for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Also, we should mention she's the author of the young adult book series, Ascenders. Good morning, Cindy. Let's talk first about some shows coming to our television sets. This Will Ferrell quiz lady sounds like it'll be good. What do you think?
Good morning, Bob. Quiz Lady sounds really good. Look at the cast. Sandra Oh, I love her. Awkwafina, she's great. Tony Hale and Will Ferrell. And the basic plot, it was a big Toronto hit to begin with, but the basic plot is Awkwafina is Anne. She's a tightly wound Gen Z. She's game show obsessed, though. And her sister, Jenny, they don't really get along, played by Sandra Oh. But their mom has gambling debts. Their dog's been kidnapped. And the only solution is to drive cross country and start going on game shows, where Will Ferrell is one of them, is the quiz master. So that's going to be fun. And one little nice note, Paul Rubens, who died last summer, will appear in his last role as himself in Quiz Show.
Oh, not Pee-wee, huh?
Not Pee-wee. He's playing himself, so that'll be nice to see him one more time. But can't go wrong with Awkwafina.
Quiz Lady coming to Hulu. And then this show that's going to be on Disney Plus. Tell us about this one.
Loki Season 2. Fans are really excited about this. It premieres tomorrow night, and it's an original series about the Avengers world with Tom Hiddleston as the mischief-making Avenger who's back. New episodes pick right up where Season 1 left off. Now, you're going to remember Season 1 left off with Loki and his girlfriend Sylvie. They've had an encounter with Kang, played by Jonathan Majors, at the Citadel at the end of time. And yes, Bob, there will be a quiz later on all this. But the big news is Oscar winner Ke-Huy Quan from Everything Everywhere All at Once is joining the show as an employee of the Time Variance Authority. There's our extra credit question. Mm-hmm. And he's helping Loki, who's trying to figure out the multiverse. Everything's about the multiverse. But the one big thing is the only Disney show that actually informs future Avenger movies is Loki. So if you don't watch Loki, you might be a little confused about the Avengers world later on.
All right, if you say so. I finally finished watching the Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary, and it was fantastic. And now he's got a book out, doesn't he?
Arnold never stops. He is a movie star, a motivator. He's a fitness guy, and now he's an author. His new book is called Be Useful, 7 Tools for Life, out October 10th. And he said he's the perfect one to give advice because his life has been, quote, a ceaseless reinvention and an extraordinary achievement, if he does say so himself, which it is. Mm-hmm. And he credits his success to clear vision, big thinking, hard work, direct communication, and open-minded curiosity. And as for the title, it was his father who he always says was very tough on him, but he hammered into him, be useful. And Arnold says there's no substitute for putting in the work. His best advice is work your butt off all the time, and good things will happen to you.
Seems like he is always on. Is he like that when he's off camera, too?
He's so funny. When he had his open heart surgery years ago, I had to interview him for the Sun Times a few days later, and he just looked at me when I walked in, and he goes, what? You didn't bring me the strudel? And, which was very funny. And then another time, my friend Joyce, who is another reporter, asked him to please put his cigar out, which we thought was a bold ask. And Arnold goes, what? Are you the kind of woman who likes to mess with a man's mind? So
yeah, he's always on.
Put the cigar out.
Yeah. There in Las Vegas, everybody's still buzzing about the U2 show in the Sphere. And Paul McCartney was there. And he also kind of got around town a little bit, didn't he?
You know, it's so cool you're Paul McCartney in Vegas seeing U2, but what do you do with the rest of your time? And he actually went to go check out that Beatles show, Love, which is a great show in Vegas, featuring Cirque du Soleil. And I guess they let him in early, you're Paul McCartney, and he snuck backstage. And imagine you're an acrobat just trying out some stuff, and there walks Paul McCartney. The two ended up doing a selfie together, and what an amazing picture for that guy to have for the rest of his life.
You know, I've seen that show a couple of times in Las Vegas, and I'd see it again. It's tremendous, isn't it?
I've seen it 2-3 times, too. It's amazing, and always star-studded audience. If you ever see it, look around, because everybody sees that show.
And finally, the Chicago Film Festival opening up October 11, and what do we know about what's going to be playing?
The U.S. premiere of a movie called Departing Seniors on October 11th at the Music Box. Exciting movie because it was shot in Chicago, Chicago crew, Chicago-based distributor, and it's a new spin on a teen slasher movie genre. This time we have a Mexican-American queer high school student named Javier. Doesn't fit in. He ends up, though, being bullied, sent to the hospital, and then afterwards he experiences visions of who's going to be murdered at his high school. So he gets together with some of his friends, and they try to find a serial killer. But it's supposed to be one of those little great gems of a movie, and also at the Chicago Film Festival, so you can check it out on October 11th.
At the Music Box, Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas. Thank you, Cindy. We'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
This week's streaming premieres include several movies and shows for the Halloween season. Here are Dean's recommendations for what to stream.
If what I saw is true, there's nothing to stand between this world and utter destruction.
Only one way to find out.
The biggest new release this week is season 2 of Marvel's Loki. This has Tom Hiddleston teaming back up with Owen Wilson, trying to fix time in the multiverse. Oscar winner Ki-Hu Kwan joins the cast. See it on Disney+. On Max, there's season 2 of the offbeat pirate comedy, Our Flag Means Death, from executive producer Taika Waititi. And on Netflix, a young girl comes back to school after a lengthy stay at a mental hospital to find that life and her friends have moved on without her in the new series Everything Now. Catch it tomorrow.
Have you seen the movie Back to the Future? Basically, I'm living that movie right now, which is how I know there's going to be a murder tonight.
For new movies, there are plenty of new spooky offerings for the Halloween season. On Amazon Prime, a teenage girl is being hunted by a mad slasher and finds herself going back in time to the 1980s to try to stop the killing spree before it even begins. See Totally Killer on Friday.
Mel, what have you done?
Now stop this.
On Paramount Plus, there's the prequel to Stephen King's Pet Sematary. Pet Sematary Bloodlines goes back to the 1960s when the residents of the small Maine town made their first ill-fated visit to the cursed Indian burial ground. On Hulu, there's the body horror film Appendage about a fashion designer dealing with a parasite that takes over her body. See it now. For more family-friendly frights, there's Monster High 2, following the further adventures of a high school for monsters. See it on Paramount Plus starting tomorrow. In the thriller Fair Play, a couple's relationship changes dynamics when she gets a highly coveted promotion at their high-pressure hedge fund instead of him. Alden Ehrenreich co-stars. See it on Netflix Friday. And on Paramount Plus with Showtime, Chicago's own Oscar-winning director William Friedkin's final film is featured. The drama is Kane Mutiny Court Martial. Kiefer Sutherland and Jason Clarke co-star. See it starting Friday.
I don't give up easy.
For new documentaries this week, Beckham charts the life and rise of David Beckham, one of the world's biggest soccer superstars. See it on Netflix now. On Amazon Prime, Desperately Seeking Soulmate takes a deep dive into the cult-like operation run by a couple accused of manipulating singles looking for love. See it on Friday. And for new reality shows, Make Me Scream follows teams trying to navigate haunted houses without making a peep. See it on Amazon Prime. Now,
Dean Richards, WGN News.
And now for the late night highlights from Kimmel, Myers, and Fallon yesterday.
There's kind of a heat wave happening. It was 82 degrees out today. 82 in October. On my way to work, I saw a scarecrow in a Speedo.
Really?
And it was 82 and sweaty, which is also how to describe episode 2 of Golden Bachelor.
Oh.
Some big news from Washington today. For the first time in history, the House voted to oust its speaker. That's right. After only 9 months on the job, Kevin McCarthy has been removed as Speaker of the House. Yeah, 9 months. Even Aaron Rodgers is like, damn, that was fast.
Jury selection began today in the trial against disgraced FTX CEO Sam Bankman-Fried, which is surprising because by the looks of him, he already got the electric chair. No, he's still alive. It didn't take. The fast food chain Taco Bell announced today that it will add breakfast tacos to its menu for the first time. Finally, some good news for people who wake up still drunk. Yeah, I'll get a taco.
This is really something. A very loyal viewer, somebody that really watches the show a lot and takes it in, at 1:05 a.m., posted the following thought. He wrote, "Now that the strike is over, the talentless, low-rated creeps of late-night television are back. I knew there was a reason I didn't want to see it settled. True losers." From real Donald Trump. I have to say, the way he worded that, it almost reads like a network promo.
Now that the strike is over,
it feels good to be back.
We are back.
The talentless, low-rated creeps of late-night television are back.
It's like all of Melania's birthday wishes came true at once.
I knew there was a reason I didn't want to see it settled. The writer's strike is over, and the true losers are back.
Bing, bing, bong, bong.
Oh, thanks for the plug, Buggy.
Talentless, low-rated creeps.